Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a quick rant of truth on the scales of truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Thanks for listening. I know it's been a little while. Just jumping back into it and see what we have here. So this one, pretty amazing. We'll go ahead and do this. It's this amazing thing in Australia where the tyranny happened because, wait for it, they don't have guns. So in red state America, hey, we make a lot of mistakes in America. We absolutely do, for you international listeners. In fact, I know that this country contributes to future and present tyranny as well through its ridiculous secrecy complex and all of that. However, as far as just basic fundamentals of whether there's out-and-out tyranny against citizens, guess what you're not going to do in America is easy. Tell parents that their children are being taken away because you are not vaccinating them. And you know why? Because the government would be scared of the backlash of a Waco-type situation where parents are justifiably outraged at you're daring to kidnap their parents instead their kids instead of allowing them medical decisions. So, a quick aside is that American politicians, after the latest gun shooting, are too stupid to realize that very connection. Now it's time to really consider true gun control. But, you know, those Republicans saying that are the same wannabe popular Republicans instead of the ones that really wanted to ever stand up for rights, because they have to know that the lesson between Australia and some other countries in the United States as far as how much the tyranny went to force vaccinations on adults and or kids was correlated with the threat to the government and at least the concern that, yeah, could we take out these people? Absolutely. But would it be bad publicity? Obviously, the United States military and even police forces could take out whoever they want. But would it be bad publicity that would maybe create a real bad uprising? Absolutely. So Australia, this is a nearly laughable thing, except that it's not. Now, remember, Australia was the area where people got so convinced. The tyranny was so strong that you had to think psychologically they weren't free, weren't anywhere near as free as the United States to resist vaccinations. And this is further example of that. So, indeed, we know that the vaccinations were bad experiments and bad toxicity. And we have what I predicted before in this article I'm about to tell you. Toxicity gets introduced via many different means. By people who know it's toxic. All the background says it's toxic, or they purposely didn't look into it anymore, even though they had a pretty good idea that might be a bad idea. And then somehow our medical establishment that is now tied, you know, pharmaceutical establishment is tied into the medical establishment, is now tied into the agriculture establishment, at least in America. And the food establishment, somehow they never make the connection of the toxicity that they introduced into the environment and instead come up with these strange disorders. It's a disorder. I mean, go back to my classic episode on glyphosate. It was a giant Scales of Truth episode that went into all the details of glyphosate, and you just can't get any more past, holy crap, I mean, truly stuff that is everybody knows who's looking into it knows is a very, very bad idea will still absolutely get introduced. And it will get introduced in something so routine as the food supply, literally poisoning the food supply and contributing to poison at the dinner table. And that technology just changing overnight the amount of toxicity. That way of looking at it, the Roundup Ready and all the glyphosate. So now we have, you've heard of sudden infant death syndrome, okay? Who knows? He just died. Okay, well, not kidding you. Off the Daily Mail Australia by Tom Heaton, doctors trying to determine why many young people are suddenly dying. Healthy young people are dying suddenly and unexpectedly from a mysterious syndrome as doctors seek answers through a new national registry. People aged under 40 are being urged to have their hearts checked because they may potentially be at risk of sudden adult death syndrome. By the way, I'm outside because it's a beautiful morning, so if you hear birds chirping and cars going by, I thought, why not? And add a little bit of white noise, and maybe you get a feel of being outside, too. Do you always have to have everything right in studio and perfect audio quality? I don't think so. I like being outside, and this is how I record more things. So, yes, SADS, the syndrome known as SADS, has been fatal for all kinds of people, regardless of whether they maintain a fit and healthy lifestyle. But what did we start? Have their hearts checked. What's one of the main things that we found out when we found out that that the actual, quote, virus itself does not even touch anybody under 40 unless they have massive co-conditions, and yet the vaccines did start to touch those under 40 and even kids? Blood clotting. I mean, they admit it, and here we have a down in the absolute propagandistic empire of Monopoly of Australia. Now, after they covered to take your kids away, they are now referring to a mysterious SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, and under 40. Well, you know why they say under 40, right? Because anybody much older, you can kind of put it to, they died. I mean, you know, 50 people die. But under 40, you kind of have to identify something. Who knows? Regardless of whether they maintain a fit and healthy lifestyle. Oh, and it's the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. Most commonly, it's occurring in people under 40. No, that's where you just want your excuse of the mysterious disorder. It affects other people too. SADS is an umbrella term to describe unexpected deaths in young people. The term is used when a post-mortem cannot find an obvious cause of death. Oh, and or they're not looking for it. But you already said it's a heart problem. And then they go on to try to connect it to a U.S.-based SADS foundation that, for all we know, may have been an older foundation referring to a lot smaller number of deaths. Yet they're saying, oh, this is such a new thing. We're starting a new registry. So on the one hand, they try to make you think, oh, this is old and known, but we are talking about a registry being added, but yet they also don't say how many more than last year, how many more than 2 years ago. Signs include a family history of a SADS diagnosis or sudden unexplained death of a family member or fainting or seizure during exercise. So here's a 31-year-old who died in her sleep. Hey, she used to get 10,000 steps in a day. There's no good reason for it. And then she was dead the next morning. But I'm grateful that she went in her sleep. And then they have a picture of a young gal that doesn't look like she's a stock picture of a young woman holding her chest, holding her heart, you know, like she's having heart disease. I mean, a heart pain. So, yeah, Baker's Registry was the first in the country and one of only a few in the world that combined ambulance, hospital, and forensic information. To what? To say that there's no cause? The main point is here that they've come up with a term that's a syndrome, and then they just deny there could be a cause that could be known. And the elephant is in the room. Every medical researcher who is not in total denial mode knows that blood clotting and cardiovascular events are a thing with the vaccines. Okay, but it's in Australia where the propaganda is, like I said, at a monopoly level. So why aren't you going, has it changed in recent years? Why are we at, where's the question? The article does not include the question, nor the details. Has it gone up recently? No, they have just started a new registry. Well, are you saying that the registry is incentivized, is motivated by a recent increase? No, they don't give you that information. No, they say how many per year, but they don't go versus when. Has it gone up lately? Are you talking about in the last year or two? The majority of these SADS events, 90%, occur outside the hospital. The person doesn't make it, so it's actually ambulance staff and forensics caring for the bulk of these patients, Dr. Pratt said. Yeah, that's because they don't have a history of a heart problem. And so they don't have a lesser history where you're going, hey, I've got some weird cholesterol issues or heart pain, because they don't have a history. The vaccinations are the history. you tell me that's not what it means. They're saying they don't have an underlying cause. They don't say, we don't know why. We don't correlate it to someone that's had a bad health history. So they have come up with a new syndrome that is purely to cover people's asses. That's what the medical establishment, which is so related to the pharmaceutical establishment, is doing these days. It's laughable if it wasn't so serious in that it's a cover-up to let criminals that should be hung by a tree through, of course, due process, how much it allows those people to escape the hanging tree. That is why it is not laughable. I think even doctors underestimate it. We only see the 10% who survive and make it to hospital. We only see the tip of the icebergs ourselves. Oh, yes, the other interesting thing is that what happens with these things is they deny that one of the wives' tales of medicine is your genes are everything. No, they're not. They're tendencies. If you go look up the Truth About Cancer series, one of the things they cover is something called epigenetics. And it's funny that they even put the word genetics in it, because epigenetics means your environment, and we're talking in a broad sense, how what you eat, whether there's toxicity in your environment, and so on and so forth, whether you exercise, what your lifestyle is, your environment switches on and off genes. Well, isn't that just switching what genetics even really means? Once you know that, so I say this because the article goes into, it's just the genes' fault. So this Dr. Pratz, who cares? She's some kind of a cardiologist and researcher. She says that from a public health perspective, combating SADS was, quote, not as easy as everyone in Australia getting genetically screened. And scientists were still not 100%, quote, what genes cause this? Jackass. That's an excuse to take off blame from toxicity. That's what that is. Who knows what genes cause this? No genes cause this. Genes cause major detectable conditions. That's what they cause, and they contribute to everything else. Epigenetics literally says genes switch off and on based on the environment. So it is a giant wisetail for this researcher just to throw out the Australia propagandistic monopoly term of, well, we don't know. We do the genetic screening, but we don't know what genes cause this. The best advice would be if you yourself have had a first-degree relative, a parent, sibling, child who's had an unexplained death, it's extremely recommended you see a cardiologist. Still going back to a heart problem. But isn't it amazing? You have to go, if they can say this, there's just so many things you can point to go, if they can really bullshit at this high of a level on the alleged technocracy part of our society, then technocracy is not technocracy. Technocracy is not, oh, well, obviously they never make mistakes and they're beyond reproach because everything is about the scientific method. No, it's not. That's bullshit. It's still about propaganda and business and covering people's asses. All right, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening to this Scales of Truth. In the meantime, I haven't put up any Scales of Truth prior to this in about 3 months, but every single week we have put up Chemology 411, so you can catch me over on Chemology 411 with Kim Schultz. Thanks for listening.